It's Friday!
Yay!
Oh, man. You can say that again.
Yay!
Well, thank you. Thank you very much.
Thank you. Thank you very much.
No, thank you very much. It is Friday, May 3rd. Tomorrow, of course, May the 4th be with you, because it will be no matter what, whether you follow all that or not. Tomorrow's May 4th, but we'll get into that. We're all ready to go on this Friday, wishing you a great one heading into what will be a nice weekend. Yeah, weather's not cooperating as nicely on a Friday as we would like it to be, but it's still Friday, and you cannot take that away from us at all. The team ready to go. Mike Parsons, our producer. Daniel Mason, pressing all the right buttons. Rich Luzinski, WJR Traffic and Weather First. And if you want to stream us, we would welcome that, because you can do that from your kitchen, from across the country and around the world. You can stream WJR, and I hope you will, at WJR.com or on the WJR app. And I certainly hope you will, since you can't always be here noon to 2, and I understand that. I hope that you will take the opportunity to download our podcast on all the different things that you use to check out your podcasts and shows, programs that you like. So when you go to WJR.com or the WJR app, go down to the bottom of the page, at least at WJR.com, you'll see podcasts. Touch that and look for me and for all the other great shows here on WJR. And that includes a great weekend, too. There's many, many good shows to listen to on the weekend for sure. At WJR. Okay, National Star Wars Day, May 4th, tomorrow. May the 4th be with you.
And also with you.
And thank you. And it's like being in Barcelona, where they don't say Barcelona, they say Barcelona. So it's like, may the 4th be with you on May 4th.
It's kind of like people.
Kind of a lisp.
It's like people from Oregon call it Oregon.
Oregon. What the heck are they talking about?
I mean, I would think that they'd be the ones to default to because it's their state. But, yeah, it's still wrong.
I feel seen and heard by that comment, because I definitely call it Oregon.
Oregon, yeah. Yep. A lot of us call it Oregon. But they're in Oregon. And if that's what they want to say, go ahead and let them say it, no matter how they say it.
They identify as Oregon.
Yeah, well, no matter how they say it, they're still in Oregon. You know what I mean?
Right.
I think you do.
Right.
Did I ever tell you I saw George Lucas out somewhere once in the water? I can't even remember, so it's not a story worth telling. I have so many stories that just come to me that I forgot about.
He was just in a body of water?
Or yeah, I was in a bottle of water. I was in a bottle of water. It was before my Absopure days. So then I became an Absopure devotee and got out of the bottle of water and started drinking it.
What a twist.
Yes, indeed. Okay, so I was on a cruise, and we went to some island that the cruise company made. You know, it was a fake island. I don't remember the story.
Oh,
his daughter was in the water with a babysitter or father's helper, and I know about father's helpers. He was just a guy like anybody with a daughter in the water, and he's kind of keeping an eye on her. He's out in the water, not real far, and I'm not real far. I don't know that I was keeping an eye on anyone, but
well, it's not your kid, so it's not your responsibility.
Right, but I always keep an eye out for kids. Kids need people. Kids need all of us to keep an eye out for them, especially, you know, at Halloween when they have masks on and they can't see and they go running across the street because they're so excited about
right.
Working toward getting diabetes. It's a beautiful thing. Okay, so National Star Wars Day, how to observe it. Wear your Wookiee costume. Bring your lightsaber to school or the office. I don't know. These days, anything that's a saber of any kind, I wouldn't bring out.
You would get suspended for bringing a lightsaber to school, I'm pretty sure.
Greet people with, may the 4th be with you. Watch some Star Wars films. Play Star Wars trivia. Make some outer space snacks. Huh? Anybody?
Maybe that astronaut food, like the freeze-dried stuff.
Use pound, or it's supposed to be hashtag, National Star Wars Day to post on social media. Okay.
Also, make sure you know your difference between your Star Wars and your Star Trek, and if you don't, just remain silent.
Yeah, you should be, because you will be lambasted if you make that mistake. People are relentless about stuff
right,
like that.
Do not say live long and prosper on May 4th. Not the time or place.
This is not the time or place. I want to say something quickly here about an old friend who we've been with for years. She's been with us for years, Mary Callahan Lynch. And we have supported the Motor City Lyric Opera forever because they do a great job. They bring the joy of music to the students and families of Metro Detroit, sharing the performing arts in a way that is not only inspirational and educational, but accessible and affordable. Mary Callahan Lynch, you are why we have any goodness that we have in the arts and introducing kids early on and their families through the colorful, captivating, values-focused programs. And you inspire and elevate the hearts and minds of Metropolitan Detroit. The Motor City Lyric Opera's success made possible through a balance of humble donations and ticket sales. Each and every donation to the Motor City Lyric Opera is vital to the operation. They would love to hear from you. You can go to mclopera.org. That's Motor City Lyric Opera, mclopera.org. And they have started, at the end of April, Mozart to Les Mis. And that's going through May 9th, taking the outreach to both high schools and senior living facilities free of charge. So, again, go to the Motor City Lyric Opera at gmail.com is another way to get in touch with them. The Motor City Lyric Opera at gmail.com. And they have a serenade at the Schwitz that's happening this Sunday.
The legendary Schwitz.
The Schwitz. I've not been there. But isn't that the place you sweat, you sit naked, and eat a steak?
Wow.
I think that's the experience.
I know what I'm doing on my next birthday. Yeah, it's like a bathhouse or something.
Yeah, I have not been there. Something about everybody else's body oils mixing in with the steam that you're breathing in. I don't know. I'm so hung up on stuff like that.
Yeah, especially if you're trying to enjoy a steak. But for people who like that, God bless.
God bless is right. There are people who love that. They love it. So it's this Sunday, 7:30 p.m. at the Schwitz, 8295 Oakland Avenue in Detroit. It says free will offering for our Opera on Wheels outreach program. Again, you can go to the Motor City Lyric Opera .org or whatever else I gave. Oh, the Motor City Lyric Opera at gmail.com. There's a variety of ways to find them, and you're much better at this than I am. But I'm just encouraging you to find them and support them because we know from our own experience and from having them on and having Mary Callahan Lynch and her husband sing in the past at our St. Patrick's parties. We'll get that going again. They're just wonderful people, and I wanted you to know about this wonderful event. I'm glad Ann reminded us about that. You got that reminder, didn't you?
I did, and yeah, okay. And you were on top of it before I was. So
Kentucky Derby is Saturday?
Yes, tomorrow.
It's tomorrow. Can anyone name one horse in the Kentucky Derby this year?
Never, but I do like watching TV and seeing all the fun names of the horses. But no, if you get past Secretariat and Barbaro, I know none.
I don't know any of them either. But when I watch... And I watched that horse cross the finish line. I go, oh, I should have bet on them.
Right.
I didn't even know who they were. Hey, I've got a great story. This is a great story. This is about the American dream that those punks on college campuses know nothing about. Right? Hold off on the music for just a second. This is such a great story. I have a friend named Leszek, who I've known for a very long time. He came to us from Poland, near Krakow. Be easier to say that. A small town, 40,000 people. He came here. He went back to find the love of his life, Anya. And they got married, and they moved here. He works at Corwell Health, taking care of their fire systems and medical equipment. He's a wonderful, hardworking, brilliant guy. He never could finish college. He started in Poland, came here, couldn't afford it, has done work for us for years. I mean years. And I knew him before he had kids. And now his kids, Tony, who's a great little businessman in his own right, and Carolina, who is now old enough to go to college. I mean, that zipped by quickly. Both have worked hard in school. Both have been like award-winning swimmers. So Leszek was here yesterday, and I could tell he was bursting with pride to tell me this. That Carolina will be the first in the family to go to college.
All right.
This gets emotional for me. This is what the American dream is all about, that these kids don't know anything about on college campuses today, because they didn't struggle for anything. They haven't worked hard or been held responsible for anything. You bet that Carolina and little Tony have worked very hard under the guidance and leadership of Anya and Leszek Spiewak. So Leszek said, Carolina got accepted at college. I said, that's spectacular. Way to go. Where did she get accepted? He said, well, she got accepted at Michigan. She got accepted at Wisconsin. She got accepted at all these other she was accepted at every college that she applied to. And do you know where she is going as the first member of the family that came here to this country because of what this country could do for them?
Michigan, she's staying close to home.
She is going on a full-ride academic scholarship to Harvard.
Wow. The
Harvard.
Big one. The
I'm
big
talking
one.
Harvard, the real one, not the one that's full of crap. I'm talking about Harvard.
That's awesome.
It is incredible. So they said to Tony, Tony, boy, that's a tough one. That's a high bar. Where do you think you're going to go? And he, without missing a beat, said, well, I guess I'm going to have to go to Oxford. I just love this story because it is truly what America is all about. It's why people come here and why people love America, other than the spoiled brats we're watching on television, ruining it for everyone else. So I just wanted to congratulate my friend Leszek and wife Anya for doing such a great job with Carolina. And Carolina, God bless you for working so hard in school at the International Academy and doing so well that you would get accepted at every college you applied for. Full ride scholarship. And she was a scholarship worthy swimmer, but that's not how she did it. Just wanted to share that little American success story with you as we continue in focus on WJR. You know, we have so much opportunity for so much great entertainment. It's heartwarming. It's incredible. The only thing I am a little concerned about, you know, I talked about the serenade at the Schwitz coming up Sunday from the Motor City Lyric Opera, which is going to be a lot of fun, no doubt. We don't take advantage of it, I think, enough. And here's an opportunity. If you were able to see the late, great Frank Sinatra on stage, you would do that in a minute. Well, unfortunately, you cannot do that. But Bob Anderson, the singer, impressionist, and entertainer, known as really the best impersonator in the world by VH1, People Magazine, and he's been at the Venetian in Las Vegas. He is coming to his hometown of Detroit to perform his famous act, One More for the Road, a tribute to Frank Sinatra, full production, not just a concert tribute, with Bob Anderson performing his old Blue Eyes and featuring a full orchestra. And that's happening tonight at the fabulous Andiamo Celebrity Showroom. 8 o'clock, tickets available at andiamoshowroom.com. Andiamoshowroom.com. Welcome back home, Bob Anderson.
Hey, Paul, how are you?
I am excellent. I'm thrilled to see that you're back and you're still traveling around and entertaining so many people. And I'm telling you, folks, if you never had a chance to see Frank Sinatra perform live on stage, this is the best chance you're ever going to have that kind of experience. Bob does a very respectful and highly regarded impersonation of Frank Sinatra. And you've been doing it for a long time.
Yeah, we have. We've been doing the show. We started about, I guess, about 12 years ago. We've been working on it ever since. We've gone to Carnegie Hall a couple of times and have done it. And but coming back to Detroit is always, you know, this is where I was born right here. So I love to come back to Detroit. And I'm really excited about it tonight. You know, we brought a big orchestra in. That's coming with us that we normally, you know, take around the United States, anywhere we're going. And we have them here. And I'm really looking forward to it tonight. It's, you know, Frank Sinatra was really, really something. I was very fortunate that his daughter, Nancy, started me in the business.
How so?
I was, well, I was going, I just got back out from Vietnam. I was a 4th Infantry Division. I was a
God bless you.
And I got home, thank you, and I got in my car, and I decided an ugly old Volkswagen. I drove all the way out to, I was going to Los Angeles, and I turned the wheel, and I went into Las Vegas, and I just walked into a showroom once, and Nancy Sinatra was working with the Everly Brothers. They got into an argument for some reason. She was going to open in four hours in the show, and she couldn't get anybody to help her, and I heard about it. So I walked up to her and said, Nancy, I'm a singer. I can do whatever you want. And I opened that night with the Sinatras, and I became friends with them for the rest of my life.
Wow.
That's the first way. I mean, I never sang in a nightclub or anything before. And I walked into there at the Sahara Hotel and walked up there, and Nancy, I can do it. And sure enough, I got in that night, and the show was going to open in 3 hours. She was all set. But she couldn't get anybody to come by when the Everly Brothers and all of them got out. So I walked up to the stage and said, hey, I can do that. And
wow.
And I got it. So I was with the that was it. That's how I met Frank Sinatra and stuff. I've done about seven different shows with just Frank Sinatra myself. So it's been a great time. And Tony Bennett and all those guys. So
well, Tony Bennett said you did Tony Bennett better than he did.
Yeah, Tony was a great guy. And it was wonderful. And yeah, I'm just doing that, you know, because right now I know that the younger generations, and I love them all, and God bless them, they're doing great. But it's really that they're into just what they're about there. And people tend to forget about the people like the ones we're talking about, Tony Bennett, Sinatra, and those guys. They're the ones that made this this place, this music, and the entertainment capital of the world, you know, all around. It was those guys. So I'm out right now trying to do the music of all of those people. I'm doing the Sinatra show this time. But I do the other things where I do Robert Goulet, Steve Lawrence, Johnny Mathis, all these guys, I do them. But
wow!
But I'm really happy I'm here, Paul, tonight.
Well, we're happy you're here. Honestly, we're happy you're back home. There's a lesson, Bob Anderson, in what you just said. And people with talent and people in show business know, you know, if someone says, I need a dancer, can you dance? You say yes, whether you've ever danced in your life or not. As it turned out, you said you could sing, and boy, can you sing, and it must have knocked her socks off, if Nancy was wearing socks, when it turned out to be Frank Sinatra that you sounded like and did such a good job with. It's tonight at the Andiamo Celebrity Showroom, 8 o'clock, tickets available at andiamoshowroom.com. Bob Anderson, singer, impressionist, entertainer. He's going to be there with a full orchestra. And God bless Joe and Rosalie Vicari and Brother John, too, for continuing to have this kind of entertainment you wouldn't get unless you were, say, in Las Vegas, for example.
That's right.
I do want to ask you. I want to ask you a quick question. You had some kind of time where you spent with Merv Griffin, and not everyone realizes what an incredible success Merv Griffin was, way beyond all the things we saw him doing. Behind the scenes, He was incredible. I mean, there are game shows still on television that he produced, that he wrote, that he created. But how did you and Merv Griffin get together?
I'll tell you real quick, too. Nancy Sinatra, when I was working with her, where I told you when I just got on stage with her, the third day that I was there, she said, Nancy said, Bob, I'm going to do the Merv Griffin show right down the street. It was at Caesar's Palace. So she said, you want to come with me? And I said, yeah, let's go. So I was brand new in the entertainment world, a brand new guy. I didn't know much about anything. I got there, and Nancy introduced me to Merv, and Merv says, Bob, would you like to sing a song? So I said, yeah, sure, that'd be great. So I sang a song. Remember the tune? If a picture paints a thousand words, why can't I paint you? I did this song, and Merv, everything went great. Merv later on took me. He said, Bob, I'm having a party at my house on this day. Why don't you come out and see it? Come to me. So I go there, and everybody, and it was his 51st birthday party. So I walk in. Here's Elizabeth Taylor. Here's Kirk Douglas, Jimmy Stewart, Henry Fonda. They're all in there. I didn't even know what to do. They got me to walk in there. Anyway, he started to play the piano in his house. And he asked me to, he said, sing a song for us, Bob. I was never doing impressions. All of a sudden, out of nowhere, first one I went into, I did Johnny Mathis. He turned to me and says, I didn't know you could do that. I said, I didn't either. And so I never did before. So I started doing it. So I'll never forget then. Robert Goulet was standing there and he says, hey, kid, can you do me? And so I went and did it. If ever I would leave you, and I did his song.
Oh, wow.
So that's what happened. And Merv Griffin became, he was just wonderful for me, everything he did. He brought me on, got me going on all the radio, television shows and all that stuff.
I read that he spent the next 24 hours after that birthday party writing your act. And a week later,
he did all
brought
night.
You,
yes.
Brought you to Caesar's Palace. And in the singing impressionist, and what a life that was born for you from your hard work and your great talent. And everybody will enjoy you tonight at the Andiamo Celebrity Showroom, 8 p.m. Tickets available at andiamoshowroom.com. Bob Anderson, have a great time, and I know everyone who joins you is going to really enjoy themselves.
Oh, Paul, God bless you, buddy. I thank you so much for allowing me to get in here and talk to you.
Well, I was thrilled to be able to get you, so thank you very much. Break a leg, as they say in show business tonight.
Yeah, I hope I'll see you again. We'll be back.
We'll look forward to it. Bob Anderson, originally from Detroit, singer, impressionist, entertainer. Usually you'd have to go to Vegas to enjoy his show. One More for the Road, a tribute to Frank Sinatra, tonight at the Andiamo Celebrity Showroom, 8 o'clock. Tickets available at andiamoshowroom.com. I promise you, you'll have a great time. Meanwhile, we've got Automotive Views brought to you by Bridgestone. David Coletti in Bridgestone, his team at Bridgestone, the best. Getting people down the road matters, but getting generations down them, then that's what really matters. Bridgestone, visit whatreallymatters.com to learn more. Here's Jamie Butters.
Are automakers now wary of EVs? Consider this. Ford opened its April U.S. sales press release with the news of a 60% jump in hybrid sales. Pretty impressive, but it's telling that Ford didn't lead with the 129% jump in EV sales. GM no longer reports monthly results in the U.S., but at a briefing this week, Cadillac chief John Roth reiterated that the brand would have a, quote, all-electric portfolio by the end of the decade. But he hedged that GM will let the customer be its guide, apparently leaving open the door for continuing to offer, say, a gasoline-powered Escalade beyond 2030. It's understandable that automakers want to limit losses on today's EVs, but they can't lose sight of the need to compete in the long run with the Chinese. China's early lead doesn't have to doom U.S. automakers, but it could if they slam on the EV brakes instead of tapping them. With this week's Automotive View, I'm Jamie Butters, host of the Daily Drive podcast and executive editor of Automotive News.
Yeah, I'm telling you, my friends, when I talked about Carolina, Tony, Mom and Dad, Anya, and Leszek, it is the American dream. And the American dream still lives on. And the greatness of America, it sometimes we have to get it from people who came to this country not that long ago. And we see that people who've been here for a long time don't believe our country's the great country that it is. Certainly we've had problems. Every country has. We've had issues. I got an example that came to my mind, but I'm not going to use it right now because I have to run it by a few people before I say it on the radio. I don't want to cause trouble or get in trouble saying what I thought of as an example to share with these students who aren't paying attention. But it is a little fascinating that Hamas attacked, in their case, fellow students, young people, at a concert. Yeah, I got more to say, but I'll say it later. I got this to do. Good old J.J. McCarthy, the Michigan Wolverines quarterback who led his team to a 27-1 record, 3 Big Ten titles, and an undefeated national championship season, is being honored with a limited edition full-sized football after being selected in the first round of the NFL draft. There are going to be only 2,024 of these footballs. I got one for the Michigan championship, the national championship. It's beautiful. Be caller 9 at 1-800-859-0-WJR. That's 1-800-859-0-957, and you will win one for you if you're the ninth caller. And I'm telling you, they are beautiful. Otherwise, official rules at WJR.com. And if you want to purchase one, visit NycoSports.com. Did I say that right, Mr. Parsons? Is it Nyko or Nico? I forgot.
I believe either one is correct.
Oh, all right, good. It's N-I-K-C-O. All right. I'm going to call it NycoSports.com. That's N-I-K-C-O Sports.com. If these footballs for JJ are anything like the one that I got for the championship, it's well worth getting. I already have a place in my office shelf where I'm going to put that football, along with I've got Muhammad Ali's boxing gloves that he gave to me many years ago, obviously years ago, that he signed. I've got my Emmy that no one knows about, my true Emmy from Minds of Medicine. I've got my National Radio Hall of Fame inductee, whatever I'm called for that. And I even have a coaster from the first radio station I ever worked at, WVMO in Monroe. Anyway, Sergeant Betsy Brantner Smith. We're not related as far as I know, other than I'm sure all Smiths are related one way or another. 29 years law enforcement experience, now a spokesperson for the National Police Association. And she wanted to come on and talk a little bit about what's going on with the college campus protest from a law enforcement perspective. I'm telling you, it's gut-wrenching for me to watch and to watch the police officers in all these cities take so much abuse from these punk kids. It's very hard to take. But welcome to the program, Sergeant Betsy Brantner Smith, and we're happy to hear your side of the story.
Well, thanks so much for having me. And I got to tell you, the National Police Association and myself personally, we are so proud of what we have seen of the American law enforcement officer, literally from coast to coast over the last few days in dealing with these really pro, you know, not just pro Hamas, but pro terror, quote unquote, protesters. You know, and so many of them are professional agitators, and many of them are the same people that we saw during Reclaim the Streets, Occupy Wall Street, Black Lives Matter, Antifa. You know, we could go on and on. And, you know, over 2,000 arrests have been made, but all of these protests are keeping the American law enforcement officer from doing their jobs. Neighborhoods,
you know what?
And jurisdictions. You know,
I said the same thing on the air yesterday. Nobody's thinking about this, but every time you see all those police officers having to waste their time with these spoiled kids, they're not on their regular beat. They're not doing what they do so well every day, which is protect all of us.
Well, you and I think alike because we're clearly we're related, you know, and but you're so right. And I, you know, I don't think you and I are the only people seeing this. I think a lot of people, because let's not forget, you know, because of the last 4 years of vilifying the American law enforcement officer, police departments are short staffed. They're lacking not just staff, but equipment and things like that. And now we've got to deal with, you know, a lot of, again, professional agitators and clueless, spoiled brats who I think if most of the young people that you approached at these protests, and we've seen this on video, you ask them what they're protesting. A lot of them don't know. Most of them couldn't find Israel on a map. They don't really have any clue what happened on October 7th. And I'll tell you, as a woman, I've got to express frustration with these young women who I'm sure think of themselves as feminists, but they don't really understand radical Islam. They don't understand Hamas and Hezbollah and how, you know, how Hamas really feels about women. And also when you look at, there's so many young, especially lesbians, you know, and you see the signs, you know, LGBTQ for Hamas, and they just have no intellectual understanding of what they're even supporting.
Well, because they would be killed by Hamas.
Exactly.
I mean, there'd be no hesitation.
Yeah. Right. But they're calling law enforcement, you know, we're the ones who are the problem. We're the oppressors, this and that. And to see so many of these college administrators acquiescing to some of these demands, including for divestment, and of course, some of the ridiculous demands, you know, vegan meatloaf and, you know, no gluten, things like that.
Yeah.
Just insane.
I mean, how that comes up in this kind of a protest is beyond. I mean, it's just, it shows you how ridiculous the whole thing. The problem is, it's very dangerous. When I watch those cops climbing up the ladder in New York to climb through a window, you know, one of them could have easily fallen. On the other hand, they don't know what they are to expect once they go through the window and they're vulnerable trying to climb through. It's just wrong. It's ridiculous. What can we, Sergeant, what can we do to help the National Police Association? You have a website or someplace if we want to donate or something?
We do. Go to nationalpolice.org, sign up for our newsletter, and hit that donate button. Help us do what we do for the American law enforcement officer.
That's nationalpolice.org?
Nationalpolice.org.
Nationalpolice.org, and hit the donate button. And God bless you for all of your service and for all of the men and women over the years that you represent, Sergeant.
Thank you so much.
Sergeant Betsy Brantner-Smith, we are related somewhere in there, I'm sure. She's retired, 29 years law enforcement. Now she's out there as a spokesman for the National Police Association. We wanted you to know. As we continue with Paul W. Smith on WJR. As we continue on this kind of dark Friday, there's no other way to put it. It's still Friday. They can't take that away from us. It's still May 3rd. And, of course, being May 3rd, as you just heard a moment ago from David Girodot, the regional president, Fifth Third Bank, Eastern Michigan, they're celebrating what we've helped them celebrate, I'm thinking, since 1991. It is Fifth Third Day. David, congratulations, and the beat goes on.
Thank you, Paul W., and yep, happy Fifth Third Day, and I know you've celebrated many of them with myself. So
right from the beginning.
We're excited to be here. Yeah.
How are things going at Fifth Third Bank?
You know, we're certainly happy with how we're doing in the market and how we're doing overall as an organization. And because of those type of things, the ongoing charitable things we need to do, we continue to support, just like what Fifth Third Day is all about. You know, it's about our employees. It's about the communities where we, you know, work and live. And then getting more granular, it's about, you know, how do we target certain things and dealing with food insecurities and what we're trying to accomplish here on Fifth Third Day and the month of May are really important to us as an organization and the culture that we have.
I've watched you grow. You've got over 20,000 employees now, and that means you're providing, I'm just going to guess, you can correct me if I'm wrong, like millions of meals across your whole service area. with the volunteerism, the donations, the fundraising efforts. It's really something. It's become a juggernaut.
You're absolutely correct. You know, with what we do just in Southeast Michigan alone, you know, we'll create almost 700,000 meals across the month of May, and as a company, almost 10 million meals. And we're proud of it. You know, and it's our individuals are contributing. They're working at the different organizations today, putting in, you know, true human capital hours. And then the opportunity for our clients and friends to support us and the key organizations by stopping by any Fifth Third branch and spending a dollar and buying a shield. And it's amazing where that $1 going to these organizations, all of you can feed 10 people that need it there enduring, you know, food insecurity. So
incredible. A dollar to buy a shield of recognition at all Fifth Third locations. And right away, we know that you're helping, among others, Salvation Army, Gleaners Community Food Bank, Food Bank of Eastern Michigan, Food Gatherers of Ann Arbor, Salvation Army, Mount Clemens. The list goes on and on.
Yeah, tremendous list of organizations that you listed there, and it literally takes an army or takes a village, and I think that's everyone working together collectively to help deal with food insecurity is really what this is all about. And once again, couldn't be more proud of my employees, but just the community and the way they come out and support us during our efforts today and the whole month of May as well.
Now, we've got David Girodat, the regional president, Fifth Third Bank Eastern Michigan, a man who we've known in the banking industry forever and doing a great job. And you've got some surprises, I think, for people who are lucky enough who've been expecting and actually give birth on Fifth Third Day, don't you?
Yeah, we do. In a couple of our markets, and I wish it was here in Metro Detroit, we actually provide $1,053 to the 529s of some special people that get born on Fifth Third Day. So it's kind of exciting things that the bank does, and, you know, we're really look to invest in our future. You know, the children of today are the leaders of tomorrow, so we need them to do well.
Well, that's excellent, and it gets people on the right path, buying into that 529 college savings account. I'm not afraid to tell you the truth. It saved my bacon because I invested in it many, many, many years ago, and it has come in so handy, both for Adam and for Sophie. And at a time when, I wouldn't have that kind of money now for college. And by putting it in those accounts, it grew and has covered their education, which is, I heartily recommend everybody do it, but start when they're an infant. And I don't care if it's $25, whatever you can put in there, put it in. And when people ask, well, what do you think they want for their birthday? Whatever. Say, hey, I'd love for you to donate to our 529 college savings account. Such a great idea. Anything else we need to know today, David, on Fifth Third Day?
No, Paul W., we always appreciate the great partnership we have with you and WGR, and to all the listeners out there, have a great Fifth Third Day. And if you can stop in a Fifth Third branch and support us for, you know, as little as a dollar, think about the 10 meals and the people that you can impact today. It just, we know the city of Detroit always stands up and does great things, and I look for that partnership to continue.
Just stop by any one of the Fifth Third branches. A dollar shield they're selling, these $1 shields of recognition at all Fifth Third locations, and you're helping a lot of people. God bless you, David. Everything else good with you? You taking care of yourself?
Everything's wonderful, Paul W. Hope to see you soon. So I like your midday. I like the midday slot versus those early morning phone calls we used to do.
it's a lot easier on all of us.
Yes, it is.
All right. Thank you, David.
Have a great weekend. Thank you.
You have a great weekend and enjoy the day, as I know you will now since like 1991. It's Fifth Third Day, 5-3-24. Fifth Third Day. And they're doing what they've always done on Fifth Third Day since 1991. They're fighting food insecurity. They're supporting communities on this special day. And I salute all those people, hardworking people at Fifth Third Bank, and their leaders, starting right at the top with David Girodat. It's great news. All right. And yes, we know that tomorrow is a National Star Wars Day. Well, we talked about it. We'll talk about it again as we continue on WJR. Well, here we are with a Friday. It's not as sunny and beautiful as we're kind of used to in the last several days that we've enjoyed very much. But as I say, it's Friday, and you can't take that away from us no matter what. It is Friday, period. Boom. End of story. Tomorrow is National Star Wars Day. May the 4th be with you, like you're going to Barcelona. You have to say it with a lisp, like I was when I was Winthrop in, I think it was Bye Bye Birdie, as a kid in school in the Monroe Community Players. I had to have a lisp. Oh, ho, the Wells Fargo wagon is a coming round. Yeah, well, it's enough.
Thuffer and Thuckatath.
Yes, that's it. That's right. And you have to be very careful how you say whatever you say. Correct. Anyway, so thousands of Star Wars enthusiasts with a lot of time on their hands will have parties and celebrations around the nation. And you said it best. Don't say live long and prosper, because you're in the wrong.
You're going to have a bad May the 4th if you do that.
Yeah, you're in the wrong movie, I guess. Whatever. We're going to do movies today. And finally, I'm very happy to say, because I'm anxious to see this, we're going to hear about Jerry Seinfeld's Unfrosted. I hope it's good. I hope that Greg Russell likes it. Have you heard anything?
No, but as I was pulling the trailer this morning, I cannot believe how many big comedic names are in this movie. I mean, it's huge.
Oh, it's huge.
Yeah.
Huge.
What are you pulling? So that means it's either going to be really good or really bad.
I'm sorry. I fully misunderstood. When you said you were pulling the trailer, I pictured you pulling a trailer somewhere.
Oh, like Jack LaLanne?
Yes. Well, not necessarily like Jack LaLanne, but like anybody who has to hook up the back of their pickup truck or car and pull a trailer around. And I thought, my goodness, they've got him doing everything here. But anyway, you mean pull the trailer like the film clip.
Yes, it's an industry term for recording the audio.
Yes, it is. Completely went right over my head. Good news in today's Detroit news. And since we are Relentless Positive Radio, accentuating the positive, we cannot eliminate the negative these days, but we'll do what we can do. I love this headline from Candace Williams, Detroit News. Rocket rebounds, reports earning $291 million. Parent of mortgage lender touts focus on AI, other transformative experiences. A year after a $411 million net loss. This is quite a turnaround, and thank God.
And I think that was their first net loss in a long time. I don't want to say ever, because I can't say that for sure, but it was the first time they lost money for a whole year in a long, long, long time.
Gotcha. We also have on this front page of the business and auto section the story we had yesterday. The Detroit Auto Show names a new co-leader as Rod Alberts came on to introduce us to Michigan native Sam Clement, who, in fact, will be the co-executive director for the rest of the year through the next auto show in January. So he really gets the expertise that Rod Alberts has. And Rod's been doing it forever and done a phenomenal job saving that auto show. Meanwhile, we're looking at this story. Stellantis saves with $53,000 hires from abroad. Now, this is one I didn't see coming. I did say with that new UAW contract, expect a lot of jobs to be lost, and there have been, and expect a lot of business being moved to other countries, and there has been. I had not thought about this. This from Albertina Torsoli and Gabrielle Coppola, Bloomberg News. Stellantis NV has moved to recruiting a majority of its engineering workforce in countries like Morocco, India, and Brazil.
The white collars.
As car makers contend with lower cost competition and slowing demand. The maker of Jeep SUVs, Opel Corsas, and Chrysler minivans is hiring engineers where the cost per employee amounts to roughly 50,000, is this euro, I guess? 53,000 U.S. dollars. Or less per year, according to the people familiar with the matter. The cost of labor in hubs like Paris and Metro Detroit, yeah, we're on the same level there, can be as much as five times that amount. So where they might be paying somebody or have to pay somebody $250,000, they can pay them $53,000. But can they live here on that?
Right. I mean, that's bad for us here specifically, because a lot of white-collar big three workers live right here in our community. That's very concerning.
And it goes on to say, Western car makers are feeling the strain from slowing EV demand while they fight to build more affordable vehicles. Manufacturers, including Tesla, bam, big fall on Tesla, including Tesla and Volkswagen, great company, are cutting jobs and moving some production to cheaper venues. You bet they are. You bet they are. And it's going to continue, I'm afraid, folks. Strap on the seatbelt. It ain't pretty coming up as we go along. And Ford hybrid sales peak in a down month. So Ford Motor Companies, we had this yesterday, too. We had somebody on. Didn't we have somebody on?
I was Paul Eisenstein.
Ah, that's right. I just talked to Paul again today. What a good guy he is. Whatever happened to Jim Farley, who used to come on and give us the figures? What
good
happened? Is he coming on in the morning still? Or I just don't know. I'm sleeping at that point.
Yeah, I don't know. It was kind of tough to get a hold of him during the strike and everything, so I don't know.
Yeah, well, Ford Motor Company's U.S. sales declined 2.4% in April, though hybrid deliveries hit a new all-time monthly sales peak.
Yeah,
we did know about that.
Well, hybrid's the missing step. That's the next logical step that the automaker should have pushed instead of going right from gas to EVs.
Yeah. Well, there's a lot of stuff. I mean, woulda, coulda, shoulda. Who knows? All right. The president actually finally spoke out. His first extensive remarks on the wave of unrest at colleges. It took him forever, too long. But he finally spoke out.
Well, I think he wanted to wait until things got crazy enough on campus where it was politically safe now to denounce it.
Yeah, he was clearly waiting for political.
Cover.
Political cover. And that's sad. That's not what a president of the United States should do. Keith Davidson, a key witness who negotiated the Stormy Daniels and Karen McDougal hush money agreements, was on the stand yesterday in former President Donald Trump's hush money criminal trial. You know what's interesting is there apparently are lawyers and people out there that make a living, and a pretty good one, covering up rich people's mistakes.
Yeah, where do I sign up to apply for catch and kill, you know?
Yeah, catch and kill. Well, New York Times does catch and kill. They just don't have to pay for it. But, I mean, this is crazy. This is what they do for a living, and they get paid really well to do it. It's astonishing to me, really.
But can you look at yourself in the mirror? I probably could figure it out, but most people can't.
You know what I figured out?
What's that?
There are a lot of people who apparently have no mirrors in their house at all.
Called vampires.
Well, no, I didn't go that way. But.
Metaphorically.
8 tons of ground beef sold at Walmart locations. I'm not buying my ground beef at Walmart. But anyway, 8 tons of ground beef sold at Walmart locations nationwide have been recalled for possible E. coli contamination. 6 meat items produced by Cargill Meat Solutions could be affected, according to the recall from the USDA. Another round of heavy rain returned to the United Arab Emirates on Thursday, forcing widespread business closures and flight cancellations. You know, I may be wrong about this, and you'll correct me, but it seems to me that earlier Dubai had more rain in a couple of days than they normally would have in a full year. Is that right? Am I remembering this correctly?
Yeah, and it was like only an inch or something. But,
it wasn't that much?
But for Dubai, it was a ton because they're obviously not equipped to deal with that type of rainfall that quickly. Like you said, it's usually spread out over a year.
All right. Here's another. I see we're going here. Okay. Ping pong-sized hailstones ravage famous French wine region. Those are big hailstorms. Let's see. Women need to exercise and eat differently than men. Wow. And they're all excited about an orangutan who was observed treating a wound using a medicinal plant. He got into a fight, and he had a big gash. I'm not meaning to laugh that he got a big gash and he was in a big fight, but these things do happen in the wild. And he found a plant that has healing properties and applied it to himself. It's another move toward all of us being orangutans, or orangutans being humans. I'm not sure which it is. Finally, I'm sorry. This is just too much. The search has been on to find Wally, a gentle, emotional support alligator currently on the loose in Georgia. A certified emotional support alligator is missing. I got to tell you something. Enough already with this. I mean, if you're on a plane and the person that is seated next to you has an emotional support alligator at their feet or in your lap, are you getting on that plane?
I'm going to need emotional support because I'm traumatized because of the alligator.
Yeah. What in the world is going on? An emotional support alligator. We're going to have next an emotional support cobra. Oh, okay. I guess we have to get back to work here as we continue on this Friday afternoon in Focus on WJR. Over the years, I have witnessed how our city has grown and become stronger as a community by supporting each other and extending a helping hand to our neighbors. I do believe great companies can have the same kind of positive influence within our community. Certainly a company like Blue Cross Blue Shield of Michigan and Blue Care Network under the auspices of the great Dan Lepp. And when he hands off the mantle, the torch will be passed to somebody else who will do a great job. This is a company that's been doing great work for 85 years. Blue Cross has been ready to help its members live their fullest, healthiest lives with the largest network of doctors and hospitals and coverage in every zip code. But the Blue Cross impact goes beyond that. It's felt by thousands of uninsured people who benefit from the Blue Cross support of community clinics, by hundreds of thousands of kids whose health has been improved in more than 1,100 Michigan schools, and by expectant parents benefiting from the efforts of Blue Cross to reduce maternal health disparities. For 85 years plus, Blue Cross has been ready to help everyone in Michigan, and that work, literally, is life-changing. To learn more, visit MIBluesPerspectives.com. That's MIBluesPerspectives.com. We continue in Focus on WJR at 1:17. All right, back to work, and it is Friday. We know that, and we're glad that it's Friday. We'd like it to be a little nicer out. Is it going to continue to be warmer? Is there a cold front coming in? I don't pay too much attention to the weather since I can't do anything about it, but I'm just wondering right now. It's not going to change anything I do or don't do. But what do you know, Mike? Anything?
Let's see. Running a quick Google. It's supposed to stay in the 70s. It's going to get up to 80 in midweek, but stay mostly in the 70-degree range.
Well, I just looked. We are headed Sunday to Mackinac Island, and Sunday it's the low will be 44 and the high 53. Monday for our broadcast from beautiful Grand Hotel, which, by the way, is now open. Monday, they've had their opening. I checked with Dana Orlando, so you can start making your plans, as my family is. We're very excited about being able to get another family vacation up there. Monday, it's going to be a low of 40 and a high of 51.
You always bring a coat when you're going to Mackinac Island, just in case, no matter what time of year it is.
Sweaters, coats, yeah, you're right. I will be wearing my Shepler's Mackinac Island Ferry. What's the name of it? It's like what sailors. I should.
A poncho?
Ray Templin would know. Ray Templin would know. It's a brand name. Oh, I'll find out and I'll tell you. It's a brand name that sailors use, and it's that kind of a raincoat.
Chris Renwick asks if it's a Gore-Tex.
No, that's a good guess though, Chris. Here, talk a little bit. Talk for a second. Hang on a second. Hang on. I have it here. Hang on. I'm going to go get it. This doesn't happen very often on live radio.
All right. Well, it seems that Paul has been distracted. Coming up, we're going to be talking to State Rep Anne Boleyn from the 12th District. As soon as Paul gets back, I believe he is currently rummaging through his junk drawer right now. And I don't know. There's what's there in there. Paul, you got some rubber bands, some thumbtacks.
I'm back.
Oh, phew. Thank God.
Did you guys, what did you guys talk about while I was
trying
gone?
To figure out what's in your junk drawer.
Well, this is Helly Hansen. HellyHansen. And whenever I've worn this, sailors say, oh, that's good. That's a good coat. Helly Hansen. That's what we sailors use. H&H. And inside, there's a sailboat, a picture of a sailboat, not an actual sailboat. And on the outside, it says Mackinac Island Ferry, Shepler's Mackinac Island Ferry. And then on the other side, my name, Paul W. Smith. They actually got it right. And this is a coat that the Shepler's, Chris Shepler, gave me a long time ago when I started doing the announcements on the ferry boats, which I'm still on there. So anyway, I wanted to mention that because that means something to sailors. And even non-sailors apparently know about that. But anyway, you need to take a coat, especially going across, and some sweaters for a while. We have State Representative Ann Bolin, who's wondering right now, what did I get myself into? She is a Republican from the 49th District, and she has a plan to strengthen penalties for legislative misconduct. Madam Representative Bolin, it's Paul W. Smith. Welcome to Focus.
Thank you. Good afternoon.
What's the problem here that we need to actually boost the accountability of legislators? You would have thought that we had all kinds of ethics rules and even laws about people doing these jobs.
Well, one would think, but we do not. And it is extremely frustrating, but I think what motivates me is that we have to restore the public's trust, and legislators need to be more accountable to those we represent.
Even for in terms of absenteeism, people not even showing up.
Yes. And so I am very proud of my attendance record and voting record. I have 100% voting record and attendance record since I was elected to my position and started in 2019. And what this would do would require that the legislature, if somebody does not show up for work, that a supermajority of the members in the House or Senate would have the ability to suspend all or part of the salary and expenses for a member. We did try to put forth proposals last year, last session, and we actually had them approved with broad bipartisan support through the state House under Republican majority, but they failed to get any traction in the Senate. So I'm here once again in my third term, bringing them back to make sure that, you know, we are required to show up for work. Anybody who doesn't show up for work, their pay is usually docked. I don't think it's an expectation that is unrealistic.
Well, I think speaking on behalf of my listeners, which I don't always do, I think we'd all like to know anybody who votes against that idea that we expect them to actually show up for work.
I would agree. So right now, this is what we consider a joint resolution. So it would have to pass by 2/3 in the House. Then it will be referred to the Senate. They have to vote 2/3, and then it would go to a vote of the people in a general election. Right now, it has been referred to the Committee on Government Operations. We have yet to have a hearing on it. And so hopefully we will have a hearing. This is the right thing to do, and this is the right time to do it.
House Joint Resolution R is what our state representative, Ann Bolin, has put forth, the Republican from the 49th District. What do you need us to do? Anything? Just, I guess, wait to find out who votes against it, or what else would you like us to do?
No. What I would like you to do is to encourage the Speaker of the House to have a committee hearing on it, and I would encourage your listening audience to contact their state representative to push for a hearing on this and push for a yes vote. I also have another resolution that would require a 2/3 vote in a lame duck session. We see a lot of bad deals, bad policy going through lame duck session, and I think that it is extremely important in that time frame in the legislative session that anything that gets passed should be passed with 2/3 majority. And I would encourage support of that as well.
How are your colleagues reacting to these things?
Well, this term, we're not getting a lot of traction on this, but I will tell you that last term, under the leadership of Speaker Wentworth, both of these resolutions passed with broad bipartisan support out of the State House. Now, recognizing we have different members this time, but I would think the will is still there, and we should absolutely have an appetite. What is wrong with taking this to the voters, to the people in Michigan who we represent, to have them weigh in on it?
I am so glad that we've been able to shine the light of day on this, and I hope we've helped you, Representative.
Thank you very much.
Thank you. Keep up the good work, and thanks for your incredible record of showing up for work. I would hate to think that we have to celebrate that, but apparently we do. I mean, we all show up for work. Most of us want to keep our jobs.
Absolutely.
All right. State Representative Ann Boleyn, Republican, 49th District, introducing a plan to strengthen penalties for legislative misconduct, including excessive absenteeism. I mean, we're paying them. We would like them to be there or at least know about it if they're not. As we continue in focus on WJR. On Tractor, affordable, comfortable, easy to use. Designed to make yard work simple. These tractors offer features like the edge cutting system that delivers an even cut and two-pedal foot control to make operation a breeze. And they're all built to the exacting standards that have made John Deere legendary. And the Weingart's expert service technicians and world-class parts inventory will keep your equipment running like new. They've always known that service goes beyond the sale. Visit Weingart's in Utica or Farmington Hills to see these terrific John Deere products. Or see all of their specials at Weingart's.com. W-E-I-N-G-A-R-T-Z, Weingart's.com. And from their family to yours, Weingart's thanks you for letting them serve you. 131 at WJR.
Now, Movie Show Plus presents This Weekend at the Movies with Greg Russell. Sponsored in part by Wigley's famous Eastern Market corned beef. Now, with the best viewing in the stream and on the screen, here are Paul W. Smith and Greg Russell.
Whee! And obviously, if Mike Parsons wants to weigh in, Danielle Mason, Rich Luzinski, anybody wants to weigh in, they're welcome to. I've been looking forward to hearing this review, which also opens me up to the chance that I may be shattered. But one of the films I'm very... Actually, I'm interested in both films, but different reasons. But Movie Show Plus is brought to you by Wigley's Famous Corned Beef. If you're craving Wigley's Famous Corned Beef, as I always am, stop in to Green Dot Stables at 2200 West Lafayette in Detroit and enjoy their famous Wigley's Slider topped with kraut, pickles, and mustard aioli. Oh, simply the best. Wigley's Famous Corned Beef there at Green Dot Stables, West Lafayette in Detroit. I don't know. You know, it's because it's the time of day, Greg, that commercial always hits me right in the stomach.
Oh, I know the feeling. As always, it's like, I got to turn around and go back to Green Dot Stables right now.
Yes, yes.
It's up. I'm at
well,
8 Mile and Woodward.
You're where?
At 8 Mile and Woodward, so not that far to turn around and go back.
No, but if you go, you buy for everybody, I'll pay.
Okay.
But then then you got to deliver, and yeah, you got stuff to do. We'll figure it out,
and we'll
figure out that movie night, too, because Paul Glantz has been so nice to say he'd work with us on that at Imagine Theater. It's just a question of, you know. This week, I'm gone for the Pure Michigan Tour, which is great, our 21st annual tour. And then after that, I'm going to Switzerland to see Sophie at her study abroad school. I want to see the school, see what she's doing, where she's living, all of that. So we're down the road a little bit, but we'll do it. But finally,
yes,
Unfrosted, starring Jerry Seinfeld, and he wrote it, he directed it, he produced it, he did everything with an all-star comedic cast. It's when's it coming on Netflix? Is that tonight?
Tonight, yep. It'll be or probably on right now, you know, to tell you the truth.
You can see it right now. I already looked.
Oh, my goodness gracious. So, Danielle, what did it look like?
It looked like my boy Jerry Seinfeld walking down a hallway. That's all I saw. It's
Sounds like a must-see.
Yeah, that's definitely a must-see. Well, let's go a little deeper with Greg Russell. What do you think, Greg?
When I talked to Jerry, we even talked about what the movie's about.
Wait a minute, folks, did you get that? Well, you know, when I talked to Jerry, I think that was fabulous usage of name-dropping. Beautifully
done.
How do
you like that?
Yeah.
How do you like that?
You know what? But Greg, here's what's going to happen. Because you and I have talked, now, within a week or two, I'll be saying, well, you know, when I talked to Jerry, through Greg, I thought, so what did he say?
He said that this was just supposed to be, which is what it is, just a funny, do not take it serious movie. Because as we all know from his show, he's in love with cereal. So, you know, how that whole thing came about, I'm not sure. But he just came up with this idea about the Pop-Tarts wars, or toaster pastry wars, I should say, because it was him against Post in Battle Creek. And who was going to get it first and who was going to do it the best. And it's just this nutty thing where you'll sit up tonight, you'll watch it at home, you'll laugh, and, you know, not worry about, well, I didn't, that probably wouldn't really happen. Well, no, probably not, but it's a fun little ride, especially for baby boomers with a lot of the stuff to talk about.
I'm still hanging on to the fact that Jerry Seinfeld felt he had to tell you that we shouldn't take a movie about Pop-Tarts too seriously.
Well, you know what, though? That makes sense because when I first heard about this, I thought it was like a historically accurate dramatization, but it's almost completely fiction, right, Greg?
Yeah, Kellogg's Post had nothing to do with it, right?
Right, right.
All right, let's listen to Unfrosted.
In the early 1960s, the American morning was defined by milk and cereal, and the two undisputed giants of the cereal world were Kellogg's and Post.
Major news from the breakfast world. The Post Cereal Company has reportedly invented a shelf-stable fruit pastry breakfast product.
No.
Yeah.
Boy.
The important thing is the name.
Fruit Magoos! What?
No.
Heat 'em up and eat 'em ups!
No sale.
Oblong Nibblers.
Is this a joke?
Hey, they have somebody portraying Walter Cronkite making the announcement.
And they've even got an actor portraying John F. Kennedy.
Oh,
and
my.
These jokes. And it was like, wow, you've never seen that before. You know what I mean?
Yeah. So how many sandwiches? I mean, I hear the Hugh Grant part is especially good. Jim Gaffigan, Melissa McCarthy. Oh, what a group.
Right. Like you said, out of our four sandwiches, we can for sure give it, you know, like a good 3.5 plus extra pickles and also some frosted flakes. Because I have to tell you this, Paul W., when you were a kid, you were going to Kellogg's for the tour.
We're all about Kellogg's because that was our great Michigan company. Still is.
Right, right. But remember the tours they said back in the day, and I told them, I said, we'd go in the 60s, and you didn't have to wear hair nets or anything like that. And I still remember the frosted flakes going down the conveyor belt. And the guy said, hey, everybody, grab a handful. Go
right?
ahead. Right?
I remember you.
Right. And what we didn't get one in the boxes. And it's like, oh, my gosh.
And people talked about the aroma wafting out of the building when you were driving around there. It was kind of like our Wonder Bread factory that we go by on the lodge. And you'd smell bread. It was fabulous. All right, let's a little over 3.5. Let's go to Fall Guy before we run out of time. Let's hear Fall Guy, the Fall Guy.
Tom Ryder, the biggest action star on the planet, is missing. You need to bring him back, or Jody's movie is dead.
Why me?
You're a stuntman. Nobody's going to notice you. That's your job. No offense.
I mean, some taking.
You find Ryder, save Jody's film. You get the love of your life back.
I'm not the hero, I'm just the double.
Not today, you're not.
Tom, we only need you back on set, pal.
Dead body on ice?
He was so dead, Gail. He was super dead.
Jeez. Now, is Ryan Gosling, who is the stuntman, is he playing of the role of the person who played this role before? Was this movie made before?
Well, obviously there was the TV show, you know, way back when with Lee Majors. I'm trying to think if he's even using the same name. That part, honest to God, I don't remember.
Okay, but I don't know. I don't even remember the TV show, but anyway.
Yeah, but it's a funny one where Emily Blunt plays this woman who he used to date. And now she's doing a movie, and she needs a person who is excellent at stunts, which is him. But as it turns out, he then also gets recruited by the government to go and save, like, this world leader or somebody like that. It is, well, Paul W., is just another funny, goofy movie, you know, not to worry about going in thinking, okay, what's going on here? I mean, it's just fun.
This is in theaters.
Yeah, this one's in theaters.
How many of those delicious Wiggly's corned beef sandwiches are we talking about?
Out of our four, since this one has Emily Blunt in it, and also I'm looking out my window, no joke, at a pink Barbie car, so I think Ryan's listening. We will give it a three. It's just a fun thing to go out and enjoy and have a good time and see some great stunts, really, on a big screen.
Now, did Ryan Gosling do many of those stunts himself? Is that part of the, you know, like, or is that not part of the deal?
He did some. I mean, there were some parts where you could definitely tell that when I say that couldn't have been him, he would have had to have trained forever, you know, to do it.
That's why there are stunt people. They're people that do this professionally for a living, and it's dangerous often. So, yeah.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. But, like, it's just, you know, it's a fun, funny movie. Again, nothing to be taken too seriously.
The Fall Guy in theaters, worth seeing, and Unfrosted in your home. Netflix. Netflix, yeah. Okay.
There you go.
Very good. Have a great weekend, Greg. Thanks so much.
Paul W., always a pleasure. Take care, and take care, everybody there in the studio.
Greg Russell, Movie Show Plus on WJR at 1:45. Well, that a couple of hours, it have zipped by. Fastest 2 hours of radio, I think. And we present it to you, the best and brightest audience in all of radio. We're kind of excited that it's already time for what will be our 21st, Pure Michigan, Paul W. Smith Pure Michigan Tour. And I'm always interested to see where they have picked, where we're headed, where we're going. And I had a folder here. Oh, here it is. So I can mention some of these things very quickly. Well, I know this. Monday afternoon at noon, we will start the tour off at beautiful Grand Hotel, Mackinac Island, after we take the Shepherd's Mackinac Island Ferry to get there. That's our ferry of choice. And they're open now. They just opened, like, yesterday or the day before. So they will be open. We've been there before when it's not been open yet or when it just opened, and it's just opened. So that's going to be spectacular. We are going to head off to, after Monday, Tuesday, it's Short's Pull Barn. Short's celebrating 20 years in business. They're now one of the largest craft breweries in Michigan, employing 175 people. Now they have 5 storefronts. That trip will be sponsored by ITC Holdings. Thank you. Then to gogreat.com, the city of Saginaw on Wednesday, hosts of the 2024 Memorial Cup that's coming to Saginaw May 24th through June 2nd. That's a biggie. That's when you find out who the Canadian champion hockey team is, and that's sponsored by Great Lakes Bay Regional Convention and Visitors Bureau, Annie and her team, gogreat.com. Thursday in Ann Arbor at the Michigan Theater. Marquee Arts, a Michigan-based nonprofit committed to keeping community inspiration alive through the preservation and programming of historic theaters. So we're excited about that. Sponsored by Destination Ann Arbor. I duck out Thursday after the broadcast and turn the reins over to our friend who is going to be actually hosting the show in my place. Because at first of all, I thought it made sense because Mark Hollis works for Rocket, and it's sponsored by Rocket Mortgage, and it's all about the upcoming Rocket Mortgage Classic coming to the Detroit Golf Club June 27th through June 30th. And because the airline changed my flight time, that I was going to have a hard time making it to the airport Friday in time to catch a flight to Kennedy Airport. Are you writing it down? Yeah. Kennedy Airport, and then on our way to Switzerland, St. Gallen, Switzerland, outside of Zurich, where our daughter Sophie has her study abroad. We never had that when I was in school. I mean, not that I didn't study abroad, but we did not have a study abroad program at that time. I think I slipped that one right through there, Chris Renwick. I think I slipped something in there that maybe shouldn't have been there, but I got it in. Are you ready, Chris?
Hey, Paulie, of course I'm ready.
Of course you're ready. Why would I even ask that question?
How we doing?
I'm doing very well. Good. I'm glad it's Friday. I wish it were sunny and beautiful, but it's Friday, and no one can take that away from us, at least not yet.
Hold on. Wait a second. I don't mean to interrupt.
Yeah.
Breaking news.
I don't think you interrupted, but go ahead.
Is Luke Skywalker at the White House right now? What is he there talking about?
Matter of fact, he is. And
I
have
to tell
you. What
is Mark Hamill doing there?
I got to tell you how old I am. I've actually had Mark Hamill in the studio with me
awesome.
A billion years ago.
That's very cool.
It might have been the very first time he started acting and was in a film. It's that many years ago. I don't remember if it was in Detroit or Philadelphia, but yeah, that was Mark Hamill.
All right, so Brian told me that the announcement is the United States has decided that they will be building a Death Star, and they brought him in for a consult. a taxpayer-funded.
This from Brian, I would remember this, and I would believe it from Brian.
Yeah, there you go.
Because if anyone's going to know anything about a Death Star, Brian will be the first
yep.
to know.
Yep.
I'm not sure he would tell us right away until he got all of his ducks in,
that's
in a
right.
row.
That's right. Right. No doubt.
But maybe he has all of his ducks in a row. And I don't know how you get ducks in a row anyway, because I had some ducks in my backyard and they were causing me trouble.
You just can't do it. It's yeah. it's a you're chasing a ghost at that
it's
point.
It's like herding cats.
Right. That's exactly right. Can't
you
do
can't
it.
Do it. No. It's just not going to work. So what are you working on today besides Death Stars and stuff?
Yeah. So there's an interesting piece today in the Washington Post, and it asks an interesting question. What happens to these college protests in just a couple of weeks when school is actually out? When it is summer vacation for these college students, do they all just go home? Do they disperse, or do they stay on campus? So
I think they think
that.
They're going to stay on campus, but they won't be able to. And it's going to be fascinating if the universities do their job, which they haven't done a very good job of doing. If they say to them, oh, by the way, you didn't finish this semester, so you're going to have to do that semester again.
Mm-hmm. I've got some audio from a college campus in New York State as well. The demands of some of these student protesters, they were talking to the president. That was caught on tape. I've got that audio. And
We want gluten-free bread.
Yeah.
I mean, it's pretty astonishing.
It is astonishing. And I have a question for people about, you know, there's always this idea that our country is ruined irreparably based on this next generation. But it kind of always been that way. Do you feel like we are at a point of no return with this? So we'll talk about
all
that
right.
with the folks.
I want to hear all about it. But I also want to thank all the people before I run out of time. Stand by, of course, JR Afternoon, Chris Renwick up. But thanks to Mike Parsons, Danielle Mason, Rich Lozinski, Marie Osborne during the week helping out, as she always does, as does Ann Thomas and Mike Kim Smith. We'll talk to you from Grand Hotel Monday afternoon. Go on out, make it a great one. Regards, Paul W. Smith.